Low post pass to Keegan Valentine. He puts the layup up for two. That time around, it was the same exact play, and Keegan Valentine's starting to heat up. He has 6 points, four in this quarter. Now we have a whistle on the floor, and it appears to be against Lakers. Fouls against number 24 for Lakers. Bailey Krzyzewski, his first. Team second only, mind you, as Brandon Berry will inbound this for North Huron. Berry looking to pass, finally gets into Kowalski left wing. Top of the key to Koth. To number 30, Brandon Berry on the right wing. Dives into the lane, no good. Rebound, Smith for Lakers. Brennan Wisner, top of the key. Surveying the prairie over to the right wing now. Down to the baseline, Keegan Valentine dives hard down the baseline, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll head to the line for two shots. Fouls against number 30 of the Warrior Nation. Brandon Berry, his first. And team sixth, Lakers will have at least one free throw the remaining 7 minutes and 6 seconds of this half. Keegan Valentine at the line. First free throw up and good, and it is good. Substitution for North Huron. Replacing Nick Shramsky is Adam Pichette, a starter on tonight. Lakers leading by 6 points, their largest of the night, 18-12. Second free throw from Valentine is no good and goes out of bounds. North Huron ball. 7:06 remain in the first half, 18-12. Lakers leading. Pressure coming from the Lakers. North Huron breaks it to the right corner. Dribbling down the baseline is number 30. Brandon Berry goes up for the layup from the right side. It's good. Deficit now down to four for North Huron. 18-14 Lakers. Brennan Wisner, top of the key, left right across your radio. Smith against Pichette. Back to Krzyzewski. Down to the low post to Smith. He can't get this one to fall, and it's rebounded by Koth. Left wing to Kowalski. Down to the corner against Braden Smith. And Keegan Valentine steals it. Shoulder as point guard over to the left wing. To Krzyzewski. Dribbles once, dribbles twice, and picks it up to Wisner. 6:15 remain in the second. Right wing, Shoulder, top of the key, Smith. Into the corner, Krzyzewski for three. He nails it. Krzyzewski's first points of the night, and he makes it count big. It's 21-14, Lakers by seven.
That was nice ball movement by the Lakers also, looking for the open guy.
Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be tipped. And it's going to be another North Huron turnover. That is their eighth of the night. Braden Smith sits down. Out there for the green and white, we have Drew Schuller, Brennan Wisner, Keegan Valentine, Bailey Krzyzewski, and the fifth man is number three, Nick Byarski. Keegan Valentine on the baseline, rims in and out on the jump shot, no good. Rebound to North Huron. Their ninth of the night.
It's an important possession for the North Huron Warriors this time down the floor.
Koth inside and the block on the right side. Good post move, turns and jump shot, and it's good for two. He has 7 points in the night. Lakers taking their time, coming up the court, into the right corner, dribbling down the baseline. Krzyzewski goes up with the left-hand hook shot floater, and this one's good. Krzyzewski now with five, all coming in the last minute. Here comes Pichette up the court to Kowalski, being guarded by Byarski. And Valentine steals it again, loses a handle on it, and finally gets into the paint, goes up for the shot. Layup hard and no good no call there, and it counts for two for Keegan Valentine. Starting to take this ball game over.
This is twice in a row where Valentine has shown some really great anticipation skills.
And nearly had a third time there as he got a tip on it. And in fact, it was last touched by Noah Pelega, and this will be the fifth North Huron turnover in 3 minutes and 20 seconds in the second quarter. 4:40 left in the first half, 25-16, Lakers leading by nine.
Keegan Valentine, a junior, he has at least 2 years of varsity experience already, so he's one of the mainstays.
And a nice backdoor cut and pass from Wisner to Keegan Valentine, up for another 2 points, and we have a 30-second timeout. called by North Huron. They trail by 11 points, 27-16. 4:26 left in the second quarter.
If you've heard about it but ignored it, maybe it's time to investigate site-specific soil sampling and creation of a variable rate prescription map for selective nutrient application. You only apply where and in the amounts needed. Now is the time to talk to the agronomy experts at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Kindy location and find out more, and you'll discover why Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City is Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Visit www.kindycoop.com or call 989-874-4200. That's 874-4200.
Out of the 32nd timeout, North Huron drills down the court and they draw a foul from the Laker defense. It will go against number 3, Nick Byarski, his first, and Lakers' third. No foul trouble from the green and white thus far. Brandon Berry inbounds it underneath his own hoop. Left side of the radio inbounds to Kowalski for the long two. No good. Rebound Byarski. Here come the Lakers. Coast to coast is Brennan Wisner. He can't get this one to fall. And here comes North Huron the other way, and we have a whistle in transition.
I think that's going on Keegan Valentine.
Indeed it is. That is Keegan Valentine's first foul of the night. Fourth team foul. Substitution Braden Smith comes in and replaces Bailey Krzyzewski. 4:03 left in the first half. 27-16. Lakers by 11. Number 10, Pelega chucks up a shot. No good. Rebound Valentine. Here come the Lakers. Feed into the right corner. Back up to Valentine. Right wing. Top of the key to Wisner. Redirecting traffic, dribbles once, passes to Smith. Into the corner, Valentine. Slowing things down, back cut to Scholler, and this is in for 2 points. Lakers being very methodical and very patient, and it's working out for them. They lead by 13, 29-16, 3:30 left in the second. Into the corner to Pelega. Tries to feed it in to Adam Pichette, but we have a reach-in from Braden Smith. This will be his first, and Lakers' fifth of the half and game. This foul was on the floor, so it'll be North Huron ball, left side of your radio underneath their own hoop. Substitution Warriors, number 22, Ray Hines, replaces Noah Pelega, the senior. Lakers leading by 13, 29-16. North Huron with the ball, feeds it into the right block, into the, excuse me, the right wing to Kowalski. Kowalski dribbles into the lane, pulls up for the jump shot, and this has a nice touch, and it falls. Kowalski with 4 points. Cuts the deficit down to 11, 29-18. 3:10 remain in the second quarter. Brennan Wisner to Braden Smith, top of the key. Keegan Valentine has it, and he had reminiscence of football season as he got the handoff and forgot to dribble and throws it out of bounds to boot. First turnover for Lakers in this quarter, 4 on the night compared to North Huron's 10. Inbounding for North Huron with some pressure from Lakers. They break it over to the corner to number 30. Berry pulls up for the three. This one's no good. Rebound by Arski. And hands it off to Wisner, who will take his time crossing the timeline. Smith, high post, top of the key. Back to Keegan Valentine, dribbles. Backdoor cut to Brennan Wisner.
Pass.
Beautiful pass, and this one's in for two. Brennan Wisner with 7 points. 31-18, 13-point lead for the Lakers. Berry dives in the lane, and Wisner gets a little contact on the shot, and that will send Brennan Berry to the line for 2 shots. Brennan Wisner's first foul of the night, 6th team foul, both teams with 6 fouls.
And nobody in the Lakers with 2 fouls.
That is correct. Brennan Berry at the line shooting 2. He has 2 points in the night, and he makes his first free throw of the night. In fact, that is the first free throw for any North Huron player altogether. Lakers has 4 free throws had they made 2 of them. Second free throw is no good from Berry, and it's rebound offensively by number 24, Pichette. And we have a whistle on the second shot as Brandon Berry dives into the lane again, draws yet another foul, and he heads back to the line. This foul goes against Drew Scholler with his second.
The first.
So Berry is comfortable with himself at the free throw line. We'll see if he can make this one. Indeed, he does.